我们继续来学习罗马书。
Let's continue our study of Romans.
我们看罗马书的第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
好，罗马书的第五章。
Romans 5.
第八节
Verse 8.
罗马书五章八节，请读。
Romans 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
这个地方说，在我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们而死。
Here it says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
那神的爱就在此向我们显明。
And God's love is demonstrated here.
所以在第八节里面，我们看到罪跟死的关系。
Here we see the relationship of death and sin.
首先我们看第一次犯罪，神怎么来处理这个事情。
Let's first look at when sin was first committed. What did God do with it?
我们看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪的第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
十七节。
Verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
亚当活在伊甸园里面。
Adam lived in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园是神的国度。
Garden of Eden is the kingdom of God.
这是一个完美的国度。
It is a perfect kingdom.
因为他天天可以跟神在一起。
Because each day you can spend your days with God.
看到神的荣光，这是极大的满足。
It is a great satisfaction to behold the glory of God.
听神讲话。
And able to hear God's words.
神的话是灵，是生命。
For the words of God is spirit, is life.
让我们生命丰盛。
So our life will be abundant.
让我们灵得到满足。
And our spirit be satisfied.
神的话也是智慧的来源。
The word of God is also the origin of wisdom.
那有神同在就有平安，有喜乐。
With God's guidance, there is joy, there is peace.
所以在伊甸园里面的生活是完全的。
So the life in Garden of Eden is perfect.
这个本来就是神的原来的意思。
For this was God's original intent.
但是要活在伊甸园有一个条件。
But there is a condition to living in the Garden of Eden.
因为伊甸园是神为主。
Because the Garden of Eden is centered on God.
所以要活在伊甸园必须尊重神做主人。
Therefore, if you wish to live in the Garden of Eden, you have to consider God as the master.
因此在十七节。
In verse 17.
你所有园子都可以吃，只有一个不可以吃。
Of all the tree in the garden, you can eat of it.
分别善恶树上的果子不可以吃。
Except for the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it.
这个就是要叫亚当学习尊重神。
This is a way in which Adam can respect God.
你真的把神承认作他是主宰吗？
Do you truly regard God as your master?
好，那你这一棵树不可以吃。
Then you are not to eat of this tree.
那其他都可以吃。
But you can freely eat of the other trees.
所以亚当的生活什么都没有缺乏。
And therefore Adam was not in lack of anything in his life.
但是如果你吃这个树的果子，你必定死。
But when you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then you shall surely die.
因此吃这个善恶果就是违背神的话。
So to eat the fruit of the good and evil is going against God's commands.
那违背神的话，结果就是死。
And the consequence of disobeying God's commands is death.
所以神有两个特性。
And God has two traits.
一个是神的慈爱。
One is His mercy.
神造他的形象造人。
For God created man after His own likeness.
神看是好的。
And God saw it was good.
神又赐福给人。
God also bless the people.
又让人活在伊甸园里面。
Allow the mankind to live in the Garden of Eden.
这是神的慈爱。
For this is out of God's mercy.
但是神还有一个另外一面就是公义。
But God has another trait, which is justice.
那你吃的日子必定死，这个就是公义。
The day you eat of it, you shall surely die, represents justice.
所以亚当那个时候的神跟我们现在是一样的。
So the God existing from the days of Adam is the same as today.
因此，从亚当吃的善恶果以后
，Ever since Adam ate of the fruit of good and evil,
他被赶出伊甸园。
He was kicked out of the Garden of Eden.
第一个就是灵的死，他跟神的关系切断。
So first of all, he suffered from a spiritual death because his relationship with God was cut off.
所以他没有属灵的生命，他只有肉体的生命。
And even though he had physical life, but he had no spiritual life.
所以亚当活了几百岁，他也死了。
So even though Adam lived for a few hundred years, but he still died.
所以这个死啊，就是两个条两种，一个是肉体的死，一个是灵里面的死。
There are two types of death. One is the death in the body, and the other one is the death in the spirit.
我请问大家，你最怕是什么
？What kind of death are you most afraid of？
是肉体的死还是灵的死
？Is it physical death or spiritual death？
最怕是吧？灵的死，真的吗？
Is it true that you're afraid of the spiritual death?
我看到一个老姐妹去参加丧礼，全身发抖啊！我真的。
I saw an elderly sister who attended a funeral service and she was trembling all over.
我真的也替她去替她难过啊。
And I felt bad for her.
我不晓得她为什么全身发抖。
I don't know why she was trembling all over.
可能是想说年纪差不多，下一个大概轮到我了。
Maybe she was thinking I'm about the same age as this disease and I'll be next.
一般人最怕是肉体的死。
Most people are afraid of physical death.
但是如果我们从圣经看起来
，But if we view it from a biblical scriptures,
什么叫做肉体的死
？What is a physical death？
真正的我不是肉体。
The true self is not referring to the body.
彼得后书说这个肉体是一个帐篷。
Second Peter tells us that our body is like a tent.
所以我住在帐篷里面。
And therefore, I dwell in this tent.
那我脱离帐篷的时候快到了。
And the time for me to leave this tent is almost approaching.
所谓肉体的死就是那个真正的我灵魂离开这个物质的帐篷。
So that physical death refers to the soul, the true self, departing from this tent.
所以这并不是最可怕。
This is not the most dreadful.
最可怕是那真正的我从肉体出来以后要去哪里？
The most frightening aspect is when that true self I depart from this flesh. Where do I go?
只有两个地方。
There are only two places.
不是上去就下去。
Either you go up or you go down.
上去就是天国，下去就是地狱。
You go up to heaven or down to hell.
天国是好得无比的。
Heaven is wonderful beyond description.
圣经说眼睛没有看过，心里没有想过。
Bible tells us that its eyes have never seen and thoughts have never imagined.
你想得出来多好，那还不够好。
And whatever you can imagine is inconceivable, 10 times better.
那地狱是从不会死，火不会灭的地方。
Whereas hell is where fire never ceases and worms never die.
这个也是形容词。
These are all descriptions.
地狱多可怕。
How terrible is hell?
你想得出来还不够可怕。
No matter how harsh you imagine it to be, it's nowhere near as terrible.
这个从来没有经验过的。
Because it's something that we have never experienced.
第二次的死就是下到地狱里面。
The second death is when we go down to hell.
所以从圣经来讲。
So from a biblical perspective.
肉体的死并不可怕。
The physical death is not dreadful.
可怕是我们的灵魂下到阴间这第二次的死。
What's dreadful is when our soul goes down to the lake of fire to die for the second time.
所以人会死这是神公义的表现。
The reason why people would die is out of God's demonstration of His justice.
那神又很爱人啊。
But because God loves mankind so much.
那神有没有办法让我们不会死？
Is there a way in which God can allow us not to die?
这个就是救恩啊。
This is salvation.
这个就是神的爱。
This is out of God's love.
那神要怎么救人？
So how will God save us?
神要救人就是要满足他的公义。
God will save us by satisfying his justice.
我们都有罪啊。
Because we all have sin.
那神的本性就是有罪一定会死，这个是公义。
For God, his nature is that if you have sin, then you will die. That's his justice.
如果能够满足神的公义，
If you can satisfy God's justice,
那我们就不会死了。
Then we will not die.
那这就是主耶稣来世界的目的。
And this is the purpose why Jesus Christ came to this world.
所以我们看第回来看第五章。
Let's turn back to Romans 5.
基督还在我们做罪人的时候为我们死。
Jesus Christ died for us while we were yet sinners.
所以我们都是罪人嘛，哈。
So because we are all sinners.
所以摆在前面等着我们的是什么？
So what is waiting ahead of us?
死。
Is death.
第一个是肉体的死。
First is the physical death.
第二个是灵的死。
Second is the spiritual death.
就进到硫磺火湖里面。
Going down to the lake of fire and brimstone.
这是摆在每一个人的面前。
This is something that's a destiny waiting for each one of us.
所以传道书里面说我们的人生有一场征战，没有一个人能够免。
Ecclesiastes tells us that there is a battle in which no one of us can avoid.
那个征战是什么？
What is that battle?
人生有一场征战，没有一个人能够免。
In our life, there is a war that we cannot avoid. What is it?
那如果还想不出来，再提示一下哈，这一场征战，每个人都输了。
And this is a war in which all of us will lose.
是什么？
What is it?
跟死亡征战。
It is a war with death.
没有一个人是赢的。
There is not one winner.
那为什么没有一个人是赢的？
How come there is no winner?
因为我们都有罪吧。
Because we are all sinners.
所以赢不了死亡。
There's no way we can win over death.
有罪要死，这是神的定理，这是神的公义。
Death as a result of sin is dictated by God and by His formula.
那我们前面都会死。
So since all of us will die.
那基督还在我们做罪人的时候，不是为他自己的罪哦，是为我们的罪，为我们死。
But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for our sins, not for His sins.
也就是说，基督为我们的罪来接受这个公义的刑罚。
It means
神公义的刑罚。
It means that Jesus, suffered, in place of our sins.
来接受
to accept God's righteousness.
所以主耶稣被钉在十字架这个过程都是罪人应该接受的。
So the process of Jesus being crucified on the cross is something that a sinner ought to go through.
那最后主耶稣说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
And finally, Lord Jesus said, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
就是他进到没有神的地方。
For he had entered into a place where there is no God.
神就是光。
God is light.
没有神的地方就是黑暗的。
A place without God is darkness.
神就是爱。
God is love.
没有神的地方就是没有爱。
A place without God is without love.
那个地方就是地狱。
And that place is hell.
所以主耶稣为我们进到地狱里面。
Therefore, Lord Jesus, for our sake, will enter into hell.
其实他没有罪。
But in fact, he is without sin.
就是为我们的罪进到死里面来满足神公义的要求。
But because of our sin, he entered into hell, into death, in order to satisfy God's justice.
所以第八节说，神的爱就在此向我们显明。
Verse 8 says, But God demonstrated his own love toward us.
所以神的爱最高的表，最深的表现，就是为我们的罪死。
The highest expression of God's love toward us is to die for our sins.
圣经说，爱好像死一样坚强。
The Bible tells us that love is as strong as death.
如果一个人爱别人爱到最强的程度，就是为他死。
The highest form of loving another person is to die for that person.
所以如果我们看这个第六节。
Let's read verse 6. When we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly.
第七节。
7. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die.
为一人死是少有的，表示说还有了，这个人很好，我来替他牺牲。
So scarcely would a righteous man die for another. It means it may happen, but it doesn't happen very often.
那为人人死还有敢做的。第二句，第七节第二句。
And yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die.
但是为罪人死世界上是没有的。
But to die for a sinner, this is unprecedented.
因为罪人是不可爱的。
Because sinners are unlovable.
所以为罪人死是没有人做过的。
So therefore, no one would even is willing to lay down the life for a sinner.
那主耶稣为我们死流出的宝血。
But Lord Jesus died for us and shed his precious blood.
血就是代表生命。
Blood represents life.
为我们付出他的生命。
He paid a dear price through laying down his life.
所以第九节。
Verse 9. Much more than, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
我们靠着血就可以称义。
We are justified by his blood.
因为他已经为我们的罪付出生命的赎价。
For our sins, he has paid the wage of sin.
用他的死来满足神对我们的罪的公义的要求。
Using his death in order to satisfy God's demand for justice.
所以我们再看下面一节第十节。
Verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
有时候我们想一想，我一生从来没有做谁的敌人啊。
And we can think about this. Our whole lifetime, we may not be an enemy to anyone.
但是第十节竟然说我们做仇敌的时候。
But verse 10 actually says that when we were enemies,
谁的仇敌？
Whose enemies?
神的仇敌。
God's enemies.
不是人的仇敌。
Not human enemies.
那怎么有可能呢？
So how is that possible?
我变成神的仇敌。
How can I become an enemy of God?
因为神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
有罪的都是公义神的仇敌。
Anyone who has sinned becomes an enemy of God, who is righteous.
但是神的儿子就是主耶稣为我们的罪来死。
But the Son of God, Jesus Christ, died for us because of our sins.
这个就是神的慈爱。
This is out of God's compassion.
他本身成为人来地上。
He himself appeared in the form of flesh on earth.
为我们的罪要救我们脱离罪。
In order to save us away from our sins.
那这就是神的慈爱。
This is out of God's great compassion.
所以在十字架上我们也看到神的公义也看到神的慈爱。
So while on the cross, we see God's justice being demonstrated as well as his love.
因着神的两个本性在十字架上完全显露出来。
For these two divine characters of God are fully expressed on the cross.
好那我们如果再看再看第五章的十二节开始。
Read chapter 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as though one man's sin entered the world, one death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
这个十二节开始就提到有两个亚当。
Verse 12 begins with two Adams.
这个两个亚当跟我们一生的关系非常的密切。
And these two Adams have very close relationship with us.
有时候我们虽然不认识他，
even though we may not know him, know Adam personally.
但是我们他对我们的影响非常大。
But these two Adams have great impact on our life.
我们看十二节讲，罪从一人入了世界。
Verse 12 says, sin entered through one man.
这一个人就是我们刚刚创世纪看到的亚当。
This man is Adam, we just read in Genesis.
所以亚当一个人犯罪，罪就进入世界。
Through one man's transgression, sin entered the world.
所以世界上每个人都会死。
And as a consequence, everyone will die in this world.
所以有时候我们常常听人讲那个小孩子也没有犯什么罪，为什么他有罪？
And some people may question, an innocent child should be without sin. Why do you consider him to be sinful?
如果我们回到圣经答案就是一个人犯罪，罪就进入世界。
But if we return to the Bible, sin entered through the world because one man sinned.
那每一个人生在世界都有罪。
So whoever is born into this world is born into sin.
那有罪的事实就是每个人都会死。
And the evidence for proving that we are sinful is because everyone will die.
如果有一个人他不会死。
If there is one individual that will never die,
他就不需要信耶稣了。
Then he doesn't have to believe in Jesus Christ.
因为不会死就是表示他没有罪。
If he never dies, it represents that he has no sin.
耶稣是救主你没有罪你就不需要信他。
Jesus Christ is a savior. If you're without sin, then you don't need him.
所以十二节讲死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Verse 12, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
所以十四节。
Verse 14, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come.
所以虽然 没有跟亚当犯一样罪的啊，也在死的权下。
Even the people who did not commit the same sin as Adam also came under the reign of sin.
啊，所以第一个，我们生在世界有罪，因为罪已经在世界。
We are born into this world and we are sinful because sin pre-exists us.
但是我们长大之后，接下去就是我们个人犯的罪。
But after we are born and we grow up, we start to commit our own sins.
好，那我们如果看十五节
，verse 15, but the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abound to many.
那第二个人呢，就是主耶稣。
So the second Adam is Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣来要做什么？
What was his mission?
主耶稣来就是要弥补亚当的错过。
Lord Jesus came in order to compensate for the transgression of Adam.
所以他要用恩典来解决我们的罪。
And he does so by using compassion to resolve our sins.
那罪解决了就不会死。
So once our sins are absolved, then we will not die.
所以如果我们看十六节
，verse 16, and the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned, for the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation, but the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification.
所以因为一个人罪临到世界
，through one man sin entered the world.
但是也因为一个人主耶稣成全了救恩所以。每个人的罪都可以得赦免。
But likewise, through one man, Jesus Christ, everyone's sins are forgiven.
好，我们看十七节。
Verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.
好，所以这里讲受洪恩就是很大的恩典。
Here it says the abundance of grace and a mighty grace.
那这个洪恩是什么？
What is exactly is this abundance of grace?
就是因为主耶稣所赐的义。
It is because the righteousness which reign in life through Jesus Christ.
每个人都要得到生命。
All of us will receive the gift of life.
所以摆在我们前面是死。
So what is presented before us is death.
那我们都有罪。
But since we are all sinful,
所以我们一直往死在前进。
We are all stepping toward death.
那现在我的罪信耶稣都洁净了。
And now that I believe in Jesus Christ, all my sins are absolved.
那我前面还有死吗？
Then is death still waiting for me?
已经没有死了。
There is no more death.
那如果没有死，为什么教会还有丧礼呢？
If there is no death, how come we still have funeral service in the church?
所以圣经里面讲在主里面的圣徒死叫做睡了。
The Bible tells us that the saints who died in Christ are asleep.
他不是真的像一般人了解的死，他是睡的。
They're not dead like what regular people think, but rather they are asleep.
所以一般世界上人为什么亲人死会哭得死去活来
？So how come the average people weep so bitterly when their loved ones pass away?
因为这个叫诀别。
Because it's a eternal farewell.
因为不再有见面的机会。
You will never see that person again.
但是对我们信主人来说
，But to us believers in Christ,
我们亲人离世，我们也觉得依依不舍。
And even though we could not bear with parting with our loved ones,
因为带有肉体都是带有感情的。
Because we have flesh and we have emotions.
但是我们心里又充满着安慰。
But yet we are confident in our heart.
因为我们有一个盼望。
Because we have this hope,
他有一天会再活过来。
That one day the deceased loved one will also resurrect.
因为他只是睡觉，他会醒过来。
Because he's merely asleep, he will wake up.
那主耶稣再来，他就会再复活。
When Lord Jesus comes again, he will resurrect.
所以没有死，因为罪已经解决了。
Therefore, there is no death because the issue of sin has been resolved.
那死就是睡觉。
And death is merely asleep.
这是指的肉体啊。
This is in reference to our physical body.
那我们这个灵魂也不会进到地狱硫磺火。
Now for our soul, we will not enter into a lake of fire and brimstone.
第二次的死，跟我们也没有份。
The second death has no application to us.
因为我们的罪已经解决了。
Because our sin has been dealt with.
所以就不会有第二次的死。
So therefore, there is no second death waiting for us.
所以就进到天国去了。
And thus we just go directly to heaven.
这就是人的集中追求。
This is the ultimate pursuit for mankind.
所以没有信仰，到底你一生在追求什么？真的没有答案了。
So if you have no faith, then what exactly is the whole life of your pursuit?
但是如果有信仰，我一生在追求什么很清楚。
But if you have faith, then you are very clear as to what the whole purpose of your life is.
就是我进到主耶稣的救恩里面。
It is to enter into the grace of and salvation of Christ.
我死的那个时刻。
At the moment of our death,
可以回到天国。
We can return to heavenly kingdom.
享受永生。
To enjoy everlasting life.
在没有死以前。
And before death,
我要享受主耶稣的恩典。
We will enjoy the abundant grace of Christ.
有平安，有喜乐。
There's peace and joy.
生活的生需要神会看顾。
And God will take care of our daily needs.
这个就是我们信耶稣所追求的。
This is what we pursue for when we believe in Jesus Christ.
所以当我们信仰对信仰很清楚的时候
，So once we are very clear as to our faith,
我们不会随意去追求世界上人的生活方式。
We will not casually follow after the worldly trends and their lifestyles.
因为他不知道他一生要去哪里啊。
Because these people don't know where they're heading toward. Exactly.
如果你看到前面一堆人在开车，开得很快。
If you see a bunch of people driving ahead of you very fast.
但是你不知道他要去哪里，你会跟着去吗？
But you don't know where they're heading toward. Would you follow them?
当然不会跟着去啊。
Of course not.
但是如果我们知道前面人开车开得很快。
But if you know the people ahead of you driving very fast,
开到最后是夏威夷，我想大家跟着去吧。
And final, their final destination is Hawaii. I'm sure you want to follow.
那我们看到有一个人啊，他信仰很虔诚。
If you see a person who is very devout,
认真在敬拜神
，and is very reverent in worshiping God,
他最后就是要上天国。
And then ultimately he will go to heaven.
当然我们要跟着走啊。
So naturally we want to follow. Likewise.
但是如果另外一个人生活很忙碌。
But if another person has a very busy life,
他没有信仰,
he has no faith.
但是他有名利享受,
but he has fame and enjoyment.
你会跟着他去吗?
Would you follow him?
当然不会啊。
Of course not.
因为罪没有解决。
Because his sin is not dealt with.
第一个就是肉体的死。
The first thing he will experience is a physical death.
第二个就是灵魂的死。
Second is the spiritual death.
所以我们怎么可以跟着他们走呢?
So how can we follow after people like that?
因此这里我回到第五章。
Now let's return to Romans 5.
神要赐给我们洪恩。
That God will bestow upon us abundant grace.
我们看十八节。
Verse 18. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life.
因一个人的义行，众人也便就称义得生命了。
Through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men.
请问生命值多少价钱？
How much do we value life?
生命值多少价钱？
How much is our life worth?
生命是无价的，对不对
？It's priceless.
好，在救恩里面
，How about in salvation?
我们有永生
，We have eternal life.
肉体死了还会再复活
，Even though our physical body passes away, we will still resurrect.
好，那这个值多少价钱
？So how much is this worth?
这值多少价钱
？How much is this worth?
无价，是不是
？It's priceless.
所以救恩是无价的。
Therefore, salvation is priceless.
非常宝贵。
It's truly precious.
好，所以我们回来看。十九节。
Let's read verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous.
一个人悖逆，就是亚当不听神的话，吃善恶果。
One man's disobedience, referring to Adam's disobedience and eating the forbidden fruit.
所以每个人都是罪人。
And therefore, every one of us becomes sinners.
那因一个人的顺从，众人也成了义。
And also, by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous.
主耶稣顺服神。
Through Jesus Christ who obeyed God.
圣经说顺服至死，而且死在十字架上。
He obeyed till the point of death on the cross.
他在十字架流宝血，成全的神的救恩。
While he was hung on the cross, he shed his precious blood and fulfilled God's salvation plan.
所以众人就成了义了。
And therefore, all have been made righteous.
所以我们再看二十节。
Let's read verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more.
罪在哪里显多，恩典就更多。
Where offense might abound, but sin abound, grace abounded more.
因为罪要恩典要解决罪
，because the grace will resolve sin and compensate it.
像我们刚刚唱的赞美诗
Just like what we just sang.
恩典比罪还大。
Grace abundeth more.
所以不管一个人过去杀人放火十条诫命犯了十条。
So no matter how evil you were, if you were a murderer or you committed all ten commandments.
今天我们诚心悔改。
Today, if you sincerely repent,
真的相信耶稣是我的救主,
and you truly believe that Jesus Christ is your Savior,
就在洗礼的时候,
at the moment of baptism,
我们就被称义了,
we will be justified,
我们的罪都被赦免了,
and our sins will be totally removed.
这个叫做恩典比罪更多更大,
this is what it means that grace abounded more than sin.
所以21节,
verse 21. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
这个地方讲罪作王叫人死。
Here it says sin reigned in death, making us die.
所以为什么世界上人都会死，因为都有罪。
How come everyone in this world will die because they have sin?
恩典要借义作王。
But grace will reign through righteousness.
叫我们因我们的主耶稣得永生
to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以借着救恩我们成为称义，那我们就没有死，就有永生。
So through salvation we are justified and we receive righteousness. We don't go through death. Instead we have eternal life.
这一切的改变关键点就是耶稣为罪人死。
The key to this dramatic transformation is that Jesus Christ died for the sinners.
那神的爱就在十字架上显明。
And the love of God is expressed on the cross.
好，那第六章开始。
From Romans 6.
罗马书第六章开始就在讲洗礼。
Romans 6 talks about baptism.
好。洗礼最重要的是什么？
What is the most important thing about baptism?
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
这里讲受洗是归入主耶稣的死。
It specifically says that when we are baptized, we are baptized into Jesus Christ's death.
那为什么要强调归入主耶稣的死？
Why does it stress being baptized into Christ's death.
你看现在大部分的基督教都在庆祝主耶稣的生日。
We see that most Christian denominations celebrate his birth.
叫做圣诞节。
Called Easter.
圣诞节下个月就到了。
Called Christmas, which is next month.
那为什么我们没有圣诞节？
How come we don't celebrate Christmas?
第一个，耶稣哪一天生？圣经没有讲。
First of all, the Bible doesn't say specifically which day he was born.
比较重要，圣经都会记。
Whatever is more important, the Bible will record.
圣经没有记，就是表示在我们信仰生活里面这个不重要。
If Bible doesn't record specifically, it means that it's not important to us.
所以主耶稣没有叫我们纪念他的出生。
And Lord Jesus did not ask us to remember his birth.
但是在圣餐礼的时候，主耶稣说要纪念他的死。
But during the Last Supper, he asked us to remember his death.
为什么主耶稣死这么重要？
Why is his death so important?
因为主耶稣死了，我们才有这个饼，才有这个杯可以领受。
Because only through the death of Christ can we eat his flesh, the bread, and as well as drink the cup.
让神的生命在我们里面，我末日要复活。
So we can allow his life to enter us and we can resurrect in the end time.
那受洗是归入耶稣基督的死。
We are baptized into Jesus Christ's death.
我们刚刚已经提过主耶稣的死在十字架上满足神的公义。
We mentioned previously that the death of Christ satisfied the justice of God on the cross.
那我们现在受洗归入耶稣的死就是归入满足神的公义这一个要求。
And now that we are baptized into the death of Christ, we satisfy God's demand for justice.
我现在我是罪人。
So let's say now I'm a sinner.
我现在洗礼进到耶稣的死里面。
During baptism, I enter into the death of Christ.
所以我这个罪人就在耶稣的死里面，神的公义得到满足了。
So the sinful self has been justified. Through the death of Christ.
所以为什么洗礼强调进入耶稣的死？
This is why baptism stresses entering into the death of Christ.
好, 我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
好, 好, 我们有时候跟一些教派在讨论洗礼的时候,
at times when we debate baptism with other denominations,
啊, 很多的基督教派受洗都是 面向上。
A lot of Christian denominations baptize with their face upward.
哦，那我们是面向下。
But for us, we face downward.
啊，那面上向上的原因就是跟主同埋葬。面向上，哦，洗礼的时候面往后仰，哦，的原因是说我要跟主同埋葬。
For the other denomination, they face upward because they want to be buried together with Christ.
哦，但是我们面向下的原因就是要跟主死的形状联合。
But for us, we want to face downward during baptism because we want to be united in the likeness of the death of Christ.
因为主耶稣在十字架上，啊，说成了，然后就低头断气。
Because Christ was hung on the cross, he said, "It is done," and then he lowered his head and breathed his last.
啊，所以主耶稣死的形状就是低头。
So the image of the death of Christ is he lowered his head.
而且我们进到水里面，我们是罪人，所以罪人的形状就是低头。
When we are baptized, we enter into the water as sinners, and the position of a sinner is that we need to bow our head.
啊，所以在第四节里面，啊，受洗归入他的死，就是低头悔改。
Verse 4 says that we, through baptism, we are baptized into his death, showing that we are repenting, and we bow our head in repentance.
那全身入浸就是跟主一同埋葬，跟主耶稣一同埋葬。
We are fully immersed during the baptism to symbolize that we are buried together with Christ.
所以洗礼就是与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
So baptism is to die together with Christ, to be buried with Christ, and to resurrect with Christ.
因此如果我们看第四节的下半句。
If we read the latter half of verse 4.
原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
So that we should walk in newness of life.
像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Just like Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father.
因此进到水里之前跟从水里面上来到底差在哪里？
So exactly what is the difference before entering into the baptism and after you emerge from the baptism?
进到水里之前我是罪人。
Before we enter into the baptism side, we are sinners.
神的愤怒在我身上。
The wrath of God is still on us.
我有肉体的死，我有第二次的死。
We have the physical death as well as the second death in the spirit.
但是从水里面上来。
But when we emerge from the water,
我是被称义的人。
We have been justified.
我是罪被赦免的人。
Our sins have been cleansed.
所以肉体跟灵魂都不会死。
So our body and soul will not die.
死已经被拿掉了。
For death has been taken away.
这个叫做重生。
This is called rebirth.
所以我们每个人有两个生日。
So each one of us has two birthdays.
第一个是父母生我们的生日。
One is the biological birthday.
第二个是我们重新得到属灵生命的那一天。
The second birthday is when we are baptized anew in the spirit.
就是洗礼那一天。
Which is the day of our baptism.
好，那我们现在再看第五节。
Let's read verse 5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
我们在死的形状与他联合，就是在洗礼的时候。
We are united together in the likeness of his death during the baptism.
也要在复活的形状上与他联合。
And we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection.
就是要有主耶稣的生命，要有属灵的生命。
It means that we will possess the life of Christ and the spiritual life.
第六节。
Verse 6, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
知道我们的旧人跟他同钉十字架。
Knowing that our old man was crucified with him.
使我们的罪身灭绝。
So our body of sin were done away with.
就是洗礼的时候。
This happened during the baptism.
洗礼的时候我们跟主耶稣同钉十字架。
For during the baptism, we are being nailed on the cross together with Christ.
因为主耶稣死在十字架上了。
For Lord Jesus died on the cross.
那我们受洗是归入耶稣的死。
And when we are baptized, we enter into the, we are baptized into his death.
哦，所以是旧人跟主同钉十字架。
And therefore, our old man is nailed on the cross together with him.
哦，所以让我们的罪身灭绝。
In order to remove our sin, the body of sin.
所以我们不再做罪的奴仆。
And we should no longer be slaves of sin.
啊，也就是说，不再被罪控制。
Meaning that we should no longer be subject to sin's control.
啊，所以第七节。
Seven, for he who has died has been free from sin.
啊呀，对罪已经死的人，罪就不能再控制他了。
If he's dead to sin, then he's free from sin.
啊，好，我们再看啊第十节。
Verse ten, for the death that he died to sin once for all.But the life that he lives to God.
所以我们只洗礼一次。
Therefore, we only baptize once.
他死是向罪死只有一次。
He died to death only once.
那他活是向神活。
And he lives to God.
所以十一节。
Verse 11.
我们经过洗礼的人要看我们自己向罪也是已经死了。
Those of us who have been baptized must reckon ourselves to be dead to sin.
所以我们今天是活在主耶稣基督里面。
Today we are alive to God in Christ Jesus.
所以第六章的前半第一节一直到十一节就是在讲洗礼。
The first half of Romans chapter 6 from verse 1 to 11 is talking completely about baptism.
洗礼就是要解决罪。
For baptism of our sin.
在洗礼的时候向罪而死。
And during the baptism, we are dead to sin.
从洗水里面上来我们是向神而活。
When we emerge from the baptism, we are alive to God.
所以这个洗礼是关乎生跟死。
So baptism really deals with life and death.
非常重要。
It's so critical to us.
好，那第十二节之后。
From verse 12 and on.Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in its lusts.
再看十三节。
13. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
第十四节。
14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
这个地方讲三件事情。
There are three things mentioned here.
第一个身体
First, our body.
第二个罪
Second, sin.
第三个是义
Third, righteousness.
我们洗礼完以后
After we have been baptized.
我们还是有肉体
We still have our fleshly body.
我们还是活着
We're still alive.
那现在我们要选择
So now we have a choice.
就是我要做谁的仆人
Whose servant will I become?
我们一生是注定做仆人的
We are born and destined to be servants.
洗礼以后还是要决定我要做谁的仆人。
And after baptism, we have to make a choice. Whose servant will we be?
第一个仆人就是罪。
First servant to sin.
因为我们还有罪性。
For we still have our sinful nature.
所以我们如果顺着罪性去生活。
If we were to follow our sinful nature,
那罪就控制我们。
Then sin will be in control of us.
所以不是洗礼 一起来，哇，那个本来很会生气的，洗礼回到家怎么今天不会生气？没有这么简单。
So it's not so easy as after you're baptized, you immediately lose all your temper.
洗礼起来，你过去生气那个罪赦免了。
The moment that you're baptized, you get up, whatever the sins of the bad temper has been forgiven.
但是会生气这个罪性还在。
But this sinful nature of being a bad temper still exists.
所以我现在要决定。
So now I have to make a determination.
我是要做罪的仆人，还继续让生气来控制我呢？
Do I still want to become a servant of sin and allow temper to ruin my body?
还是我要做义的仆人？
Or should I become a servant of righteousness?
从今以后我不生气啊。
To live anew and never be having a bad temper.
我要做神认为对的事情。
And do what God considers to be right.
所以洗礼以后还是有考验。
So after baptism, we still have to go through trials.
罪性要慢慢靠神的帮助把它罪性渐渐用神性来取代。
Sinful nature needs to be eradicated gradually and being replaced by divine nature.
所以如果我们看彼得后书。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第四节
Verse 4 By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises that, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
这里讲神主耶稣将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
Here it says that the Lord has granted us exceedingly great and precious promise.
你如果在安息日领会看大家都好像很想睡觉。
If you're leading a Sabbath service and you see that everyone's dozing off,
你知道怎么会让他不睡觉？
So what is the best way to wake them up?
你就开始见证，哪一个弟兄热心拜神，结果神祝福他，你看事业成功，赚好多钱，哇，他就眼睛张得开开。
You can testify which brother was very fervent for God and he made so much money and he's very prosperous in his career and people would open with wide eyes.
那这里讲又宝贵又极大的应许，大家眼睛就开了，哇，信耶稣又宝贵又极大，到底是什么？
And here it mentions that given us exceedingly great and precious promise. What are they?
宝贵是什么？
What does it mean to be very precious?
钱买不到。
Something that money cannot buy.
这个叫宝贵，钱买得到都可以用价钱包标得出来。
If money cannot buy, then it's considered precious. If money can buy, then it's not precious anymore.
什么是极大？
What is exceedingly great?
也就是世界上你没有办法比较的。
Which means that you cannot compare to it anything in the world.
钱买不到，世界上没有办法比较的这个应许。
Which is priceless, and then nothing in the world can compare.
那这个是什么？
So what exactly are these promises?
脱离从情欲来的败坏。
That we can escape the corruption that is in the world through lust.
可以跟神的性情有份。
And that we may become partakers of the divine nature.
跟神的性情有份，这个叫做又宝贵又极大的应许。
Being partakers of divine nature is the exceedingly great and precious promise.
所以有时候我们回想我们过去的信仰生活。
As we reflect back to our old faith.
你知道为什么很多人要拜偶像？
Do you know why a lot of people want to worship idols?
为什么？
Why?
拜偶像大概有两个原因，是什么？
There are two major reasons to worshiping idol.
发财，保平安，是不是这样？
To get rich and to get peace.
所以偶像也不好做拜了以后没有发财，没有保平安，丢到垃圾桶去。
So it's hard being an idol too. If you worship it and you have no money or there is no peace, and they'll be tossed into the garbage can.
但现在哇，感谢主，我真的找到了真神。
But now we thank God we found the true God.
又真又活的神。
True and alive.
但是我拜耶稣目的就是发财保平安。
But if my purpose for worshiping Jesus Christ is to get rich and have peace.
也就不要讲发财，发财有一点好像很世俗，叫做今生辉煌腾达。这样比较好听。
Okay, so not rich because it sounds kind of low class. We can talk about being prosperous and flourishing in this world.
所以现在你如果看上电视最喜欢人听的就是什么？成功的福音。
So if you watch TV, you can see that the most popular message now is the messages of success.
哇，你如果没有车子开你认真来拜神，明年你就有车子。
If you don't have a car and you come to worship God sincerely, then next year you'll have a good car.
你如果认真拜神，今年你开旧车，明年就有新车。
And if you worship God sincerely, this year you drive a jalopy, next year you drive a luxury car.
哇，大家拜神这么好。
And so everyone says, wow, that's really good.
但是这里告诉我们神给我们的最宝贵是跟神的性情有份。
But here God tells us that the most precious part of worshiping God is to become partakers of His divine nature.
因此这个罗马书第六章在讲我们受洗以后。
Romans chapter 6 tells us that after baptism,
我们不再做罪的奴仆。
We are no longer slaves to sin.
我们要做义的奴仆。
We need to become slaves to righteousness.
那这个罪你想不犯罪就不犯罪这么简单
So is it as simple as saying,We say no to sin, and we will never sin.
请问，如果你家里面有一棵那个橘子树长了好多的橘子。
Imagine you have this orange tree growing in your backyard, and it bears a lot of fruit.
但是每个都是酸的。
But each one of them is sour.
你要怎么办
？What are you going to do?
要怎么办
？What will you do?
因为它生命是酸的吧。
Because its essence is sour.
所以你怎么浇肥浇水还是酸的。
No matter how hard you fertilize and water, it's still sour.
所以就要接枝了。
So then you have to splice in other branches.
你接上甜的，以后都是长甜的。
If you splice in sweet growing oranges, then it will grow sweet.
那带有肉体就带有罪性。
And with a sinful flesh, we have sinful nature.
那怎么办
？So what do we do?
罪在控制我们。
Because sin is a master of us.
你想不赌博就不赌博，这么简单啊。
It's not as easy as saying no to gambling and then you stop gambling.
罪在里面控制我们的手。
Because sin is inside of us, controlling our hands.
所以我们里面要被神性充满。
So our inside must be filled with God's divine nature.
那罪性就会渐渐消失。
Then that sinful nature will gradually diminish.
所以主耶稣说，你是，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Lord Jesus says that He is the vine and we are the branches.
离开我，你就不能做什么。
Apart from Christ, we can do nothing.
那个做什么就指着结果子。
That doing nothing means that we cannot bear fruit.
也就是说结出义的果子。
Or we need to bear fruit of righteousness.
要跟主耶稣连接在一起，神的神性进到我们里面，我们的生活就会像主耶稣一样。
We must be connected to Christ in our spiritual life, then we will take on the divine nature of God.
所以我们再看十八节。
Let's read verse 18. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness.
这个地方讲从罪得释放就做义的奴仆。
If we're set free from sin, we become slaves of righteousness.
所以我们一生要把我们自己献给义做奴仆。
Therefore, our whole life must be dedicated to being a slave of righteousness.
那神性进到里面，就是义在控制我们。
When we allow God's divine nature to come into us, then we are allowing righteousness to reign over us.
我们一生就会做好事，结好果子。
Then we will be able to perform acts of righteousness and bear good fruits.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。